This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. Happy Valentine's Day. It is Friday, February 14th. It is 5:30 a.m. and man, we have a jam-packed show today, but happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day, all about love.
Did you have like a Galentine's Day celebration with any of your girlfriends last night?
I didn't. I was actually had a work event. I was at RC William Henderson and leaving around 7 o'clock. Oh my gosh, the rain got harder. Yeah. I was scared driving. So I called James. I'm like, hey, I'm on my way home, but I'm going to be there. And like, well, I live near South Point and it's usually like a 20-minute drive, but it took me about 30 just because I was driving so slow. I did not want to risk anything with all the hydroplaning and stuff.
Yeah. And then the roads are super slick because when it rains here, just like all that oil, it comes up from the surface and it's just so disgusting and it makes you slip and slide all over the place.
I was grateful though, because next to the RC William Henderson, there's a Crumble Cookies. And I told you, I didn't know what to get James. So I remembered a couple weeks ago, he goes, man, I miss Crumble Cookies. I was like, oh, boom, perfect.
Oh,
so
there you go.
I surprised him with some Crumble Cookies last night.
Oh, there. So you did your duty as his Valentine. You got him a little something.
Yeah, I did. What about you?
We actually kind of did our Valentine's a little early because my daughter, she's going on a road trip for a volleyball tournament this weekend. So we gave her presents last night. And then I told you I'm not really into Valentine's Day. And I was kind of inspired by this mom that I saw at Target a few weeks back. And she she had just a full cart of like baskets, and she makes like Valentine's Day baskets for her kids. And I was like, I've got to step it up a notch. So we got her and her sister like a couple of gifts, more than just the usual candy or whatever. And so it was, she was all excited and surprised. Aww. So we did that. And then, yeah, just with the rain yesterday, when I got home, I was home for the day. And it was nice because I never, ever get to nap during the week. Like it never happens. And I had an hour before I had to be somewhere. So I was like, okay, if I don't have to go out in this rain for another hour, I'm going to go and lay down. And it was like the greatest nap yes. in that rainy weather. Oh my gosh, it was amazing.
It's funny because I usually try to get a nap in on the weekdays just to rejuvenate. And this week I've had no time for no naps.
Yeah, there's no nap in there. But yesterday was the perfect nice. Nap day. So it was awesome. But yeah, so much going on the show today. We are so excited to bring this to you because we are finally going to let you hear what happened with our senior sweethearts. We asked Clark County Schools to have their students write Valentine's Day cards for our friends at the Red Rock Point community retirement community. And man, we delivered them this week. It was amazing. I can't wait for you guys to hear this. That is coming up this morning right around 6:30. And also, being that it's Friday, of course, we've got all sorts of fun stuff. The Oh Wow Wheel, the Friday Rewind, it's all on the way. So let's do this. Let's get things started. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Bust a Move by Young MC?
You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, Bust a Move.
Do you want to hear Jealousy by Natalie Merchant?
Oh. Hello.
Oh.
That's on me.
Is that? Did you put the wrong song in?
I might have bust up Natalie Merchant Jealousy. Give me 2 seconds.
See, this is what happened because she didn't get to take a nap yesterday.
Exactly. Here we go.
Jealousy. Or do you want to hear Don't Trust Me by 303? Don't trust me. Those are your choices. You can get your votes in right now. You can tweet us on X or on Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page or just text or call us 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. Here we go. You're going to want to hear this.
Okay, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, what is the craziest thing you've seen at your job? Steph met someone that has seen some crazy things. Are they hallucinating or do you actually believe it? That is coming up next. But first, the votes are in and Bust a Move by Young MC is a pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick 'em.
Bust it.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Maybe you are on your way to work this morning. And when you get there, do you expect it to be just a normal day, nothing that exciting? Or do you have one of those jobs where you see some crazy things? What is it for you? 702-364-9400. So you met someone that I'd say these are pretty crazy things that they see on a, is it a daily basis or just every once in a while?
He says it's occasionally. And this guy I met yesterday, he's a funeral director. He says that he'll see, sometimes it could be a very sad job, but he will see ghosts a lot. And I'm like, what do you mean you'll see ghosts a lot? He goes, oh, yeah, when families come in and they're doing the preparations for the celebration of life, sometimes the members that have passed away will linger around. I'm like, their ghosts will linger around? He goes, oh, yeah, I'm basically friends with the ghosts. Like, your friends?
Wow.
So he'll see them often. And one time, he's just so used to it, there was a lady that came in who saw one of the ghosts, first time she was ever at this place. And she said, oh my God, who's that? And she goes, what did they look like? And she goes, tall lady, blonde hair, pale in the face. He goes, oh, that's probably Lisa.
Like he's got the names for the ghosts.
Yeah. Oh, that's probably Lisa.
Wow.
Yeah. Like that, just normal day to day, maybe not every day, but occasionally will come up and say, yeah, there's ghosts around here and they're all friendly. Just make friends with them.
That's a thing. It takes a very special person, I think, to be a funeral director, to just work with the dead in any way. I mean, it really takes a lot of compassion, but also you have to be able to turn off things too. And I'm not surprised. I think that the ghosts probably feel comfortable, you know, reaching out to those people, knowing that they're going to help them transition.
Is there anything that you can think of that you've been either at this job or another friend or someone that's been on a job and been like, whoa, oh, that was crazy.
I don't have anything super crazy that I've seen, but I have quite a few friends that are police officers, and some of the stuff that they see, when they talk shop around me, I am just like, what? And I think the weirdest one is something we've talked about on this show, the alien thing. That yes. Alien in North Las Vegas, that it was reported, oh, that they landed in a backyard, and there was that happened. It happened, people. Oh. It was like, I don't know. That whole thing, hearing the story on that, I was like, what the heck? And then they shut it down. And it wasn't them who shut it down. It was, I don't know who.
The government.
Was. Yeah, someone else. But it was just, I was just completely shocked about it.
I can't wait to hear more about it, because you can't say much on the air.
I don't know. Actually, I don't know. That's pretty much all I know.
No, we honestly. Need more info.
Yeah. I mean, there's only so much that can be revealed to just a regular civilian, but I'm like, oh my gosh, this in and of itself is just entertainment. Become friends with a police officer. You'll hear some very interesting stories. All right, we have a lot coming up, including some winning. Just after 6 o'clock, we have Chelsea Handler tickets for you. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Friday. Finally, it is Valentine's Day, February 14th, 6:03. Thank you guys so much for being here with us, getting ready to kick off the weekend. For some of you, it is a three-day weekend with the President's Day holiday on Monday. So I know a lot of people will be on the roads and doing a little traveling this weekend.
And this is a five-hour drive from us that is going to be opening up soon in Phoenix. It's Buc-ee's.
Yeah, I think it's September.
Really?
Yeah, my husband. That's funny that you mentioned that, because my husband had mentioned that to me a couple of days ago. He's like, there's going to be a Buc-ee's close to us. And I was like, where? I thought he meant like in Nevada.
Same.
I was all excited. And he's like, in Phoenix. And I'm like, what? That's not close, but it is the closest one. Because right now, the closest one to us is in Colorado.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
So I've never been to Buc-ee's. You were previously talking about Buc-ee's a couple weeks ago because you just went to it for the first time. And it got brought up again yesterday. I'm like, what is the hype around this place, Buc-ee's? I mean, what's a place? Would you drive to Buc-ee's 5 hours from here just to go to one place, Buc-ee's?
I would consider it, honestly.
Really?
That place was so cool. It was... Ah, man. I mean, that's a long way to drive. But when we were in Texas a couple of weeks ago, we had a whole afternoon where we didn't have anything to do. And I was like, let's go check out Buc-ee's, because everyone kept saying, you're in Texas, you got to go to Buc-ee's, you got to go. So I was like, it's a half hour away. Let's just drive down. It was funny because we were like in Dallas and they're all around in a circle, but they're all a half hour away. And so we just picked a random one, drove down there. Man, it's more than a gas station. It's more than a convenience store. It's just incredible. Does anyone else agree? Has anyone else been to one? I can't say enough about it. It was so cool.
How would you compare it to Eddie's World?
It's like, I see similarities, but with Buc-ee's, it was like, there's like a whole barbecue area. There's like a bakery. There's a coffee, like, area where you can make your own like drinks and just the merch. They had so much merch for Buc-ee's.
There's gifts. A mascot.
Well, yeah, he was there when we were walking around. We were like, oh my gosh, we came on a day that Buc-ee is actually here. And so this new location is going to be in Goodyear, Arizona. And I would seriously consider driving down there. Why haven't they put one here in Vegas?
Well, what if that's the start of it? Like, they're slowly coming to us, because I really think we are a hub for a ton of road trippers, and I think that's where Buc-ee's is targeting. So maybe a Buc-ee's might come close to Nevada.
Even like State Line would be good. Yeah, I would 100% drive to State Line just to go to Buc-ee's.
Okay.
Like, what? I would drive to Baker. Not Barstow,
but Baker. Not an extra 30 minutes or so.
All right, lots to come on the show this morning. We have something really special for Valentine's Day. We had the local elementary schools make Valentine's Day cards for some of the seniors at Red Rock Point Retirement Community, and we delivered them this week. Wait until you hear the reactions of these seniors. It was amazing. So that is coming up just right around 6:30 this morning. We've got some Chelsea Handler tickets to give away with Heads Up in just a couple minutes. And on the way next, we have What's Trending Selena Gomez. She's back with a new sound. Wait until you hear it. Details coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the Hot Topics trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Selena Gomez is trending this morning.
Keep my hands to myself.
If fans are so excited this morning because they were worried initially that they may never get new music from Selena Gomez. There were rumors that she was done. She had talked about not knowing if she wanted to stay in the music industry, but it turns out they had nothing to fear because she has revealed she's got a new album coming out. It happened last night. The new project is called I Said I Love You First, and it's actually a collab with her fiance, Benny Blanco, and it's going to drop on March 21st.
I'm so excited for this. They're such a cute couple.
They are. They're super in love, and this whole, all the news follows her playing really coy and publicly sharing a bunch of times how she might just, you know, focus and move forward, but it turns out it was all to throw us off. She wrote on Instagram yesterday, I always trick you guys, and then she said this is the first single with Benny, and so they only dropped this one last night, and see what you think, because when I first heard it, I thought it was so different from anything I've ever heard from Selena Gomez.
Okay.
I like, really, like, well, I'm not gonna say anything. Here it is.
'Cause I'm not scared of loving you. I'm just scared of losing you. I'm not scared of anyone or dying young. Or if you're gonna find somebody new. 'Cause how could they love you as much as I do? As much as I do.
That is Scared of Loving You with Selena and Benny. What did you think?
I thought that was beautiful. I would have never expected, because I feel like we're so used to the poppy,
yes,
upbeat Selena Gomez, that you're hearing this melody and you can hear it in her voice, just the calmness and the love that she has for Benny.
It's so stripped down that I really loved it. I just thought it was unlike anything I've heard from her before, and I'm excited to hear the rest of these. So that song, Selena and Benny wrote that together along with Phineas, Billie Eilish's brother.
Oh,
he helped write that song. So that is the only single that has been released off of the new album, and again, that new album is set to drop on March 21st, and that is What's Trending. All right, let's get a winner here. It is time for Heads Up, an early edition for tickets to see Chelsea Handler. Chelsea at the Chelsea, the Las Vegas residency at the Cosmopolitan on July 5th. You want to go? Be caller 20 right now. You get to play Heads Up. Your category, since it's Friday, we only have one left, and it is rainstorm. How appropriate. You just have to get six answers in 60 seconds, and you win these tickets to see Chelsea Handler. Caller 20, you get to play right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, we have Valerie, who is caller 20. Good morning, Valerie.
Good morning. morning.
Happy Friday. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, same to you.
Let's make you a winner. Get you these Chelsea Handler tickets. So we're playing heads up. We have one category left for Friday. It is rainstorm. So Umbrella Day was on Monday. These are all things that are associated with the weather. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So we just have to get six answers in 60 seconds. Totally doable. You ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Yeah, you guys are. Your guys, 60 seconds. It starts now.
When it's not rainy, when it's beautiful, you may say the weather is this. It's blank outside.
Sunny?
Yes, this is. When there's a lot of things flying around in the air, it's because of this.
Wind.
Yes. This is, it's like really hard snow. And it comes down like
hail.
Yes. This is what you just said with the wind. A cyclone is known as
tornado.
A yes. This is something that is white that falls from the sky.
No.
More specific, a snow what?
Snowflake.
Yes. This is what you might jump into and splash when it rains.
Puddle.
Yes. 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 Oh my goodness! I was getting nervous there. You got it. Nice job, Valerie. Congratulations.
You.
Way
thank
to go.
You, thank you.
What a way to end the week. Just got a pair of tickets for you to check out Chelsea Handler. It's Chelsea at the Chelsea, the Las Vegas residency at the Cosmopolitan on July 5th. So congratulations on that. We have more winning coming up. 7 o'clock. We've got another round of Beat Mercedes. Are you going to win that diamond pendant from Michael Lehman and Diamond Jewelers? We are going to put you to the test. And coming up next, it is time for our senior sweethearts. It's Valentine's Day, and we put out the call to local elementary schools to get us Valentine's that we could deliver to the amazing seniors over at Red Rock Point Senior Living. And you will not believe their reactions when they got them. We are going to let you hear them. We are going to talk about the experience. All of that is coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Man, you guys are incredible. Can I just tell you that? It was a few weeks ago that we actually got a call from John Bueno, who is the lifestyle director at Red Rock Point Senior Living. And he asked Steph and I if we could just send a Valentine's Day card to the seniors over there because they, you know, some of them don't hear from a lot of people and he just wanted them to feel special and loved. So we said we're happy to do that, but let's go bigger than that. Let's do something really spectacular for these seniors. And we put out the call to you and we asked schools here in Las Vegas, can you have some of your students make Valentine's Day for these seniors? Let's make them feel loved. Let's make them feel special. And that you did. I am just in awe. We got thousands of cards.
Thousands?
Thousands of cards from these schools. And we're talking about schools like Roger Bryan Elementary, William Snyder Elementary, Durrell Academy Pebble Campus, Griffith Elementary, Southeast Career Technical Academy, New Horizons Academy, Bass and Beatty Elementary Special Education Programs, the Clark County Safe Key Central Zone, Lohman Elementary, K. Carl and Cozine Elementary, the GATE programs, SLAM Nevada, Vasiliadis Student Council, Durrell Academy Red Rock, and Albert Edwards Elementary School.
That's 15 schools that participated in this.
And I'm sure there were more that were ready to go.
Yeah.
It was just incredible. So this week on Monday, we stopped by Red Rock Point and delivered these cards. And when I tell you, my heart has never felt like warmer. It was truly an amazing experience. And to see their faces, to have the conversations with them. And it's all because of you guys who did this. We have some audio of some of these amazing seniors. This is Lori. Lori's 92 years old. And she this is what she had to say.
My name is Lori Engel, and I'm 70. No, I'm 92. And these cards are beautiful, and I am so proud of all of you, of your artistic talent, and you're willing to do this for all us elderly people. We love you. And happy Valentine's Day to you. And we all love you here and appreciate you. And take care of yourselves.
She was so sweet. We talked to Bruce, and he read one of the cards.
I am Bruce. I'm 83 years old. And we just received these wonderful Valentine's cards. This one is covered in all shades of red on the cover. And on the back it says, Happy Valentine's Day. There's always someone thinking about you. From the Student Council. It's great.
One of my favorites, Harold.
Harold was our favorite. Yes, I love his energy.
So great. Here's Harold.
My name is Harold Goldberg. I am 87 years old. You never go old to have fun. You are a beautiful, handsome person. They know me. Hope you and your family live happy. I hope you enjoy life, because it's those who enjoy life you learn a lot of new things in life. I hope you enjoy this letter. And whoever she or he is, they are amazing. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh my God.
You know, sometimes we get so wrapped up in our own lives that we, you know, and we make things like make problems that aren't really problems. And you don't stop and think about like the people, the parents, the grandparents that raised you and tried to make life special for you. And these people, I'm not going to start crying.
I know, you're making me starting to get emotional.
These seniors just had so much love in their hearts. And like they, you know, they're at that point in their life where they don't sweat the small stuff. They know how every day is a gift, and they just want to live life to their fullest. And having visitors like that, I really encourage people, if you have like a day that you could go and just stop by and say hello and spend a little time, it's life-changing for them, but especially for you. I can't tell you how moved I was. I am already trying to figure out when I can go back and visit them. They were just so wonderful. And that's not the only place in town. There's so many places in town that they would love to have visitors.
There was a special moment with one of the visitors. I don't know if we want to play Chuck now, but Chuck was telling us how much it meant to them. Even though they don't say it on their faces, or maybe they don't say it vocally, but inside, it means so much to them.
Hi, I'm Chuck McClatchy. I've been living here for about 2 years now. I have Alzheimer's. What's really nice about you guys doing this is there are people here that don't get a lot of visitors. They don't have a lot of family. They're on their own a lot. You know, to know that somebody else is thinking of them and giving them something, I think, is really, really sweet. You know, and even if they don't, you know, say much, I think down in their heart that they're really appreciative of all the things that you're doing for them. So thank you so very much. Have a happy Valentine's Day.
It's so true. And we just want to thank you guys for helping us with that. And I want to do it again next year. And
can
I want to do it bigger and better. Before we wrap it up, I want to play Catherine. Because I feel like at the end, she starts to get a little choked up.
Okay.
And it makes me choked up, but she was so sweet.
My name's Catherine, and I'm 76 years old. And we just received these beautiful Valentine cards from several schools all over the valley. This one happens to be from a student council representative. And it says, Happy Valentine's Day. Love, love, XO, 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 hugs, XO. Happy Valentine's Day. I hope you feel loved. Know that you are loved. Hope you have a great Valentine's Day.
She got a little teary-eyed there at the end, and you guys made them feel loved, and they are loved. And yeah, like I said, we really encourage you to go and maybe one day just to take the family and go say hello, have lunch with them.
This is my favorite Valentine's Day ever.
I know, absolutely. It's Mix 94.1.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, good news if you deleted the app when it went away, but TikTok is back in the app stores. The social media app returned to the Apple and Google app stores last night after it was removed almost a month ago in response to a national security law that went into effect. A letter from the U.S. Attorney General informed Apple and Google that they wouldn't be fined for hosting the app and that the ban would not be enforced, and thanked them for the return. They've been given a 75-day time frame for the TikTok drama to resolve, and there are less than 60 days left until that site might be gone forever in the U.S.
We are just, I think, a laughing stock. We are just a laughing stock.
Clowns.
Yeah, America is clowns. Just because it's all was such drama back in January, and now a month later, it's back. Don't worry. On the App Store.
Yeah, it's. I don't know. I don't think it's going to go away. I really don't. I feel like they're trying to get everyone riled up. I feel like maybe it's a distraction from something else. Possibly, you know, it's just there's so much going on. But yeah, it's back if you want to re-download it if you deleted it before. Well, it is Valentine's Day, and do not be surprised today if your significant other puts a ring on it, because roughly 6 million people get engaged on Valentine's Day each year. Surprisingly, though, it's not the number one day for proposals.
It's not?
No. What? Can you guess what day is the most?
Christmas.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Christmas Day.
Christmas Day, yeah.
Yeah. Do you know anyone? Did you get married or engaged on Valentine's? Why am I associated? When did you guys get married?
We got married in November. And I'm going to tell you why. It's because it was open enrollment season. And I was like, hey, you need some benefits, dude. And he's like, yeah, I need to get like, because this is when we moved to Connecticut and it's like freezing cold out there and like sicknesses are high.
You're like, we just got to get married for the benefits.
I'm like, dude, come on. We need to get on your health insurance. We need to get on your dental. He's like, you're right. You want to get married? Like, let's do it.
I mean, so you were planning on it anyway. You just, it was easier to do it then and there than to wait for a big extravagant wedding.
Exactly. So no engagement, just straight up married.
Well, I mean, that does give a new definition to friends with benefits. I mean, now you actually have the benefits.
Yes.
All right. Finally this morning, I don't know if you guys saw this video. It is wild. A kayaker is alive after a humpback whale swallowed him whole, and it was all caught on camera. So his name is Adrian Simonikas, and he was kayaking in the waters off of Chilean Patagonia over the weekend with his dad when this whale comes out of nowhere, swallows him, and then spits him out. He thought the whale just was curious and was just going to kind of look or try to communicate. But nope, he just swallowed him whole and then spit him out. After that happened, he thought for sure this whale was going to kill him. But I guess he was uninterested. Maybe he tasted that bad that he's like, get out of here. Did you see the video?
So I briefly watched it, but I didn't watch the swallowing part because I kind of scrolled through it really fast. But what is it like? What is it in the video? Does it really show him getting spat out, or what is it?
It was all kind of like, it happened so fast. Like, you saw him getting swallowed whole, and then like he's gone, and then boom, all of a sudden he's there again. So I didn't really physically see like the spitting out part, but it reminded me of a movie. Like, I feel like there was a movie that I saw when I was a kid where a whale swallowed someone. Do you know?
I'm trying to think of the movie.
It scared the crap out of me. I was so scared. And then like, I want to say like they built a fire inside the whale's mouth.
Was it Jonah and the whale? Jonah
and the whale. Does anybody know? I like that movie scared me. And I feel like it was a movie that there were more parts that scared me that I was a one and done on this cartoon. It was like so scary that I would never watch it again.
Do you remember Dory when doesn't she get swallowed by a whale in Finding Nemo or something? And she's like, whale. And she's talking in whale. Do you remember that?
No.
I think I'm either dreaming this, but I know exactly what you're talking about, Mercedes. We're getting a call. Let me see if this is.
Yeah, it's one of those movies that traumatized me as a kid, so I never, ever went back to it. I was like, nope, we will not be watching that one.
Okay, Tina's on line one. Do we want to see what she has to say?
Yes, let's see. Hey, Tina, good morning. Do you know the movie we're talking about?
Would it be Moby Dick?
I never saw a Moby Dick movie. Well, maybe I blocked it out.
Tina, what was Moby Dick about?
Wasn't it where they got into the whale's mouth and just like this gentleman that we're talking about, saw in the news?
Did they build a fire or like
inside the... You know, I'm not sure. It's been so long since I've seen that.
I know.
Many years.
Maybe we all have the trauma from it. Let's talk to Brianna. Brianna, good morning.
Hi. I think it might be Magic School Bus.
Magic School Bus.
Okay, and then is it when the bus goes inside the whale and they're like studying the whale's body parts or stuff like that?
Yes, I actually just showed that episode to my students yesterday, but I'm not sure that they made a fire in the mouth of the whale.
Okay, I distinctly remember a fire, like it was a campfire, and I thought, really? Like, how are you making a fire inside the whale? Ashley, hey, good morning.
Hi, I know what movie you're talking about.
What was it?
It's Pinocchio.
Pinocchio! That's it! It has to be. I remember Pinocchio in a whale, and it shows in Disneyland, the Pinocchio land, or wherever.
Oh my gosh,
there's
you're
a
right.
Whale.
I saw Pinocchio one time because it scared. Because it wasn't just that, Ashley. Do you remember, like, all the stuff with that weird land they went to or something?
Yeah. Like Naughty Children,
yes!
Island or something like that.
So traumatizing. Thank you, Ashley. Oh my gosh, I'm sure everyone's screaming out there. It's like Pinocchio!
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
All right. Ernie's going to do it. I just know it. Good morning, Ernie.
Yeah.
What's up, guys?
Hey, happy Valentine's Day. How you doing this morning?
Happy Valentine's Day, guys. I'm good. I'm ready for this. I'm ready to give my wife a Valentine's Day present.
Wouldn't this be perfect? Seriously, think about this, Arnie. All you got to do is just guess this song faster than me, and you have this brand new $675 diamond pendant to give to her. I mean, what a perfect day to win. I am putting all the good karma in your corner here. Good vibes. Ooh, to
I
you,
need
okay?
It. I need it. I
yes.
Need it.
All right, Arnie, I'm headed out. Good luck. You got this. I know you can do it. I'll talk to you guys in a minute.
All right.
Bye, Mercedes. She's leaving the studio. She goes into outside so she can't hear a thing. All right, Arnie, this is how the game works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, "Got it!" super loud and proud into your phone so I can stop the clock, and you got to give me an artist and title at least within the 5 seconds that you said "got it," okay?
Okay.
Okay, take a deep breath on this Valentine's Day. Because the next sound that you hear is the game, and the song starts now.
Oh, I'm toast.
Did you say "got it"?
No idea.
Oh, no idea? No idea?
Nope.
I'll let you play for a little bit. That's 20 seconds. Nothing?
No.
No? Darn it. All right. I'm going to bring... We're going to act
it's
like...
It's very 80s. I know that.
It's very 80s. I'm bringing Mercedes in, so let's just talk like nothing happened, all right? Mercedes is walking in her studio. What you up to, Arnie? You at work?
Working.
Okay. What do you do for a living?
I work for a construction supply.
Oh, you're the reason for our Nevada State
My
Flower.
My boss is listening to me right now. Shout out, Scott.
Okay.
Mercedes. Shout out, Scott. I don't know who Scott is and why we're shouting him out, but shout out, Scott.
Okay, Mercedes is back. All right, Arnie, I'm putting you on hold. Don't go anywhere. Mercedes, you know how the game works?
Yes.
The next sound that you hear is the song, and it starts. Let me restart my clock. It starts now.
Oh, I know the song. I don't know who sings it. Oh. Got it. I let the music play. I don't know who sings it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who sings it.
You don't know who sings
it? Okay. I don't know who sings it. Okay. I know it's Let the Music Play, but
All right. That's fine. You know the title. You got the title right.
Let the music play.
Uh-huh.
Who sings that?
Well, you stopped the clock.
Doesn't matter now.
At 14.7 seconds. Arnie.
Oh, I remember now.
I know it's too late. Right. Oh, shoot.
Okay, the song is Let the Music Play, but the artist, and neither did Arnie know.
Oh,
he didn't even know the song in general. It's by Shannon.
Shannon. Oh, no. We both did it again.
I know.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Arnie. You know what? Maybe next week is your week. Late Valentine's Day presents are totally fine.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
And this diamond pendant from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers just got bigger. $700 diamond pendant from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. We will have Beat Mercedes back next week, but for now, Shannon. Oh my gosh,
Shannon.
I can't believe I forgot that. Let the Music Play. Nice way to kick off your Friday. Let's turn it up. It's Mix 94.1. We started dancing and I know this sounds crazy, but I think I got adopted, and I'm not upset about it. But my husband is upset about it.
I'm very confused just by what you said. So I'm interested to know more and how you got adopted.
You know how my husband and I go on daily walks around our neighborhood. That's just our thing. That's our decompressed time. That's to get some exercise, some fresh air. And so it was actually day before yesterday. Yeah, because it was raining yesterday. We're going on our walk and I see my little cat buddy. There's this cat in our neighborhood and he does belong to someone. He's not a feral cat. He has a collar on. It doesn't have like a tag on it. It's just a collar. And I see this cat every time we go to the top of our neighborhood. Like our neighborhood's a circle. And when we go to the top of it, he's always hanging out around there. So I assume those are one of his homes. And I always talk to him. I'm like, meow, 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 meow. And he'll meow back to me. And Matt thinks it's so funny. And in my mind, I've named him Joe. I don't know if it's a boy or a girl, honestly. And I'll be like, hi, Joe. Meow, 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 meow. And then he'll be like, meow, meow. And he'll follow us for a little while. And then he goes and he does his thing. But he knows that we go at the same time every single day. Yes, it's Joe. Hi, Joe.
Joe loves you.
So I see Joe all the time. So we on day before yesterday, we're walking. I see Joe at the top and he starts following us again. And I just figure he'll give up on us in a little while. We turn the corner and I don't know if he took like a shortcut or something, but then there's Joe again. I'm like, and I even said, you're following me. And he's like, meow, meow, meow. And so we get home and Joe's in the front yard.
He knows where you live.
He figured out where we live.
What a smart Joe.
Oh my God. Joe is so funny. And so I was like, Joe, you're here. And Matt goes, oh, great. And I was like, what? He goes, now he's going to use our yard for a litter box. And I was like, Joe's going to go home. Don't even worry about it. So we go inside, do our thing. I get a notification on my phone, motion detected on the front porch. And I'm like, oh, maybe someone's dropping off a package. I look. Joe's on my front porch, sitting on our bench, like he owns the place.
And the way that your house is set up, the bench is right in front of your door, and yeah. You have a long walkway to get to your door.
Oh, Joe has figured it out. He knows I live there. He is like, this is my girl. This is my girl. So he's just hanging out there on the bench. So yesterday, it's raining. Guess where Joe finds a dry spot? On our bench. He's back. And Matt's like, you got to do something about this. He knows where we live now. He's following you. You can't do this. And I was like, he'll go home. He goes, yeah, but he'll come back and he's going to use our yard as a litter box. And I'm like, well, what would you like me to do exactly? How do I get rid of Joe? He says, next time you see him, you have to hiss at him.
He's like how? With the claws.
I got the claws going. I go, I can't do that to Joe. He loves me. He's like, that's the only way he'll leave. And I was like, no, I'm not hissing. He goes, then you have to yell at him. And I was like, how? He goes, tell him, yeah, get out of here. Get out of here. So Matt goes to the front porch. He goes, get out of here. Get out of here. Looks at him like,
you ain't the boss of me.
He just stayed there. So I go out there. He goes, try hissing at him. And I go, and he looked at me and goes, meow.
He loved it.
He didn't care. So now I think I got adopted by this cat and I can't get rid of him.
Joe loves you. He's a sassy little thing. He's like, I'm not going anywhere.
I've seen him around for months. I mean, I'd even go so far as it's been over a year that we see him on these walks and he finally figured it out. So my question, and maybe you're a cat lover, maybe you're a cat owner. Is there a way I can nicely get Joe to leave us alone? I don't want him to leave me alone, but not to stay at my house. I want to see him on the walks. I look forward to seeing him. It's one of my favorite parts of our walks. But, you know, my husband's getting mad at him. I can't have another man in my life, you know?
I love Matt for this because I've been Matt before. When I lived with the roommates, there was a certain cat that always came by our little unit, and it was a beautiful black cat with white paws. But it just got so annoying because we had a sliding door in the back, and it would keep meowing, like, let me in, let me in, let me in. I'm like, to the point, because my roommate loved the cat so much, I'm like, Anne, please, we gotta get rid of this cat. It's annoying, it's loud, it's in the middle of the night, they wanna come by, please try and get rid of the cat. But it never went away. I don't know what to tell you because cats are stubborn and they like what they like.
That's what worries me because I've never fed the cat. I've never even pet the cat, honestly. I just communicate with it the best way I know how. And now I think he's developed somewhat of a relationship with me and now he doesn't want to leave my house. So I'm going to check the cameras later to see if he's still like on the porch because he did leave at some point, maybe to go get something to eat. But then he comes back and now it's a whole thing. So if anyone knows how to unadopt someone, I would love to hear it. I don't know. Is there a certain cat language I could speak? So we're getting some texts here. 702-364-9400. It says, Joe is not going to use your house as a litter box. Cats don't bleep where they sleep.
Oh, so they go to a certain area. Maybe cats are smart.
You gotta admit that. They're really smart.
Way smarter than humans.
Do you know its owner? Do you know Joe's?
I don't.
Owner?
I know the general area where they live, but I can't figure out what house he belongs to.
Is it do you ignore Joe that he'll eventually go away? Because I think Joe likes the attention from you.
I know, but like, I can't give Joe the cold shoulder. Like, that would be so mean.
No.
His feelings would be so hurt.
I mean, just try. Just try to ignore him. And like, this weekend, you'll be out of town, right? So maybe try just ignoring him. And then like, oh, they left out of town. And then they'll never come in back.
No, we're hanging out. And we are going to be an open house for Joe. Joe needs something. I'm going to give him what he needs. It is time to win. Thanks for your Joe advice. Someone's just said, maybe it's your dad visiting. It could be.
Oh, no, maybe don't say it that.
You know what, though? When I hissed at my dad, he would leave, though. So it's definitely not him.
He's definitely not him.
When you would bring out the claws, dad would
I'd be like, ah. And my dad's like, I'm going the other way. All right, it's time to win with the Mega Minute. We are going to give you tickets right now to see Kelly Clarkson. It is the Studio Sessions, the Las Vegas residency at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. We've got your tickets right now with the Mega Minute. We had a winner yesterday. Yeah. It was amazing. And we'd love to get another winner today. All you got to do is answer 10 questions in 60 seconds. Answer them correctly. These tickets are yours. Who wants to give the Mega Minute a try? You've got this. You can do it. Caller 20, you're in. 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Noemi, you are caller 20.
Yes.
You ready to do this? You want to win the Mega Minute this morning?
I do. I'm ready.
All right. So I hear you have some help with you. Your daughters, what are their names?
Rebecca and Emma.
Hi, Rebecca and Emma.
Hi.
All right, guys. Here's the deal. We had a winner yesterday. You guys can win today. If you know the answer to one of these questions, I don't care who it is, just shout it out. If it's right, we'll move on, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute starts now.
Today we celebrate love with which holiday?
Valentine's.
Yes,
Valentine's.
Kelly Clarkson won which season of American Idol?
Pass.
What artist released the album Thriller?
Michael Jackson?
Yes. Kate Winslet played which character in Titanic?
Oh my goodness, Rose.
Yes. Which U.S. president is on the $2 bill?
Pass.
Meteorology is the study of what?
Viruses?
No. Who is the main character in The Sopranos?
Oh, pass.
What city is home to the Kentucky Derby?
Kentucky?
City. We'll pass. Who is the youngest Kardashian sister?
The Kylie?
Yes.
Kylie?
How many NBA championships did Michael Jordan win?
Five? Pass.
My Siri started answering these questions.
Was that your Siri?
My Siri heard it and she started answering the Kylie Jenner and the Michael Jordan question.
That is so,
so
funny. I thought it was like, what's going on?
I was like, shut up. Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry, Noemi and Rebecca and Emma. So we did not get it. Oh.
Something fired off your Siri during those questions.
You know
huh?
what it was? I think it was when...
was it the city and home...
I said... City, and then I think it heard Siri, and then I said, who is the youngest Kardashian sister? And she's like, the youngest Kardashian sister is Kylie. I'm like, shush!
Siri, you're interrupting our show!
I'm gonna have to put my phone outside next time we do the Mega Minute. Oh my gosh, alright. So, here's what we had to pass. Kelly Clarkson, she won the first season of American Idol. We passed on that. The president that's on the $2 bill, I would have had no idea. I don't think I've ever seen a $2 bill in person. It's Thomas Jefferson. Meteorology is the study of what? That is the study of the weather. The main character in The Sopranos, that is Tony Soprano. The city that's home to the Kentucky Derby is Louisville. And the question that set off my Siri. And then how many NBA championships did Michael Jordan win? That was 6. So, Noemi, I'm so sorry. We weren't able to make you a winner of the Mega Minute today, but that means caller 20, you get the passes, 2 of them, to see Kelly Clarkson Studio Sessions, the Las Vegas residency at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace in July. Caller 20 gets them at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
There's more drama now with the whole Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni situation. So Blake, she has now subpoenaed Justin Baldoni's text messages.
What? What does that mean?
That means that she wants them. That they want him to turn them over legally. This is all part of her battle against him, which alleges he ran a smear campaign against her. Her attorney says Ms. Lively has initiated discovery that will expose the people, tactics, and methods that have worked to destroy her and bury her reputation. So basically, they want his phone so they can go through the text messages to prove that he and other unknown parties orchestrated this whole smear campaign and that they'll have the proof in the text messages. Could you imagine if someone came to you like, yeah, your text messages have been subpoenaed, handed over? Like, oh.
I mean, not only is, do you think though, by doing that, it makes Blake more suspicious, or do you think that makes Justin more suspicious?
I just feel like, to me, it looks like she's really grasping now.
Yeah,
I feel like the damage is done. Why don't we just call it a day, guys, and say that didn't work out? We, you know, we made a good movie, but unfortunately, but at the same time, if legitimately things happen, then those need to be exposed. It just seemed like they're both at fault in certain areas.
Honestly, I just feel like it's two really big egos just trying to see who's the bigger celebrity or just like the better person. I don't know. This whole thing's messy. I don't like it. Yeah. I'm ready for it to be over.
It's getting messier by the day. So that's what's going on. So today is Valentine's Day, and I guarantee you someone out there is listening right now that forgot to buy a gift or didn't do a thing. Here's the good news. It's not too late. It's too late to order something, probably, but there are a lot of ideas, last-minute ideas, that you can still pull off for Valentine's Day. Experts have come out with what you can do with, you know, with what little time you have left. Buying a card, flowers, chocolates, buying a spa package or like a golf package or any kind of treat yourself package. Concert tickets. Oh my gosh, I have the perfect idea. If he or she is a Backstreet Boys fan, they just announced that they are adding 3 additional dates to their Sphere
I saw
tour.
That.
So there you go. August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. You're welcome. You could get to try to get those. Nice dinners at home, subscription box, Spotify playlist, jewelry, obviously one of the best ideas. Are you guys doing anything? Did you get a gift? Did you get a card?
Last minute idea too. Yesterday I was out in 215 and Stephanie in Henderson, and right when I left my event at RC Willie, I saw crumble cookies. I was like, perfect. James has been craving crumble cookies. So I in the rain, I'm out there. I'm like, okay, gotta get my cookies. I get into crumble cookies and they were so quick with it. They're like, here,
I thought you were going to say they were sold out. I was like, no,
thank God they had plenty of Valentine's Day flavored cookies. And then I bought them to James. He was so surprised. Success. Thanks to crumble cookies.
Yeah. See, just little things like that go a long way. Mm-hmm. So finally this morning, Arizona may be getting an official greeting. So they just had a new bill introduced into the state legislature that would make howdy that greeting.
Howdy?
Yeah. HB 2764, which is a bipartisan bill, was introduced to the state legislature last week, and it says that the greeting would act as a bit of cultural character and reflect the state's welcoming spirit. The bill actually has voters split right now, with some saying that howdy actually fits Texas more than Arizona.
I'm so confused. I would never have guessed howdy for Arizona.
Okay, so quick question at 702-364-9400. What would be the official greeting of Nevada? What do you think the official greeting should be?
Go back to California.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. What do you think?
Let me think. Okay. In all seriousness, I think like, what's up?
Really?
What's up? No.
How do you spell what's up?
W-A-S-S-U-P. What's up?
What's up?
No, that's maybe not that. How about hello?
And is that with like, oh,
lots of O's? I don't know. Something friendly. What do you think?
I really just don't think, I mean, yes, we're friendly, but sometimes we can be a little cranky on the roads. So that's why I'm like,
go back to California. You don't want to be friendly. You don't want to be accommodating. You don't want to be kind.
Okay, this is the question I have for the greeting for Arizona. Is this, like, where is this going to be plastered? Is it like when you road trip into Arizona and you say, it says like, welcome to Arizona, howdy, or what?
I think that would just, yeah, maybe that. Maybe it would be how most people greet other people. I'm going to ask ChatGPT what she thinks. My chatty. Chatty, if Arizona's official state greeting is howdy, what should Nevada's be? Let's see what my ChatGPT says. She says it should be jackpot. I don't know. She says it fits the state's vibrant casino culture, sense of luck, and excitement. Plus, it works as a fun way to greet someone. So what do you think? Should it be jackpot? Let's talk to Christina. Christina, what should our official state greeting be?
Be like, ching, ching, ching.
Ching, ching, ching,
like,
ching.
Like winning the slot machine.
That's kind of like jackpot. That. I like that one. That's a really good one. Thank you, Christina. Let's talk to Ken. Ken, what do you think?
I think it should be GTFO.
GTFO.
You guys are not about it.
Broadcasting live from the...
Hey, are you ready?
Now. It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Oh Wow Wheel on Mix 94.1.
All right, we have the Oh Wow Wheel out and ready to spin, but all we need is our guest vetoer, and that is Felicia. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Friday.
Happy Valentine's Day. I'm way more excited about Friday than Valentine's Day.
Oh, same here. Same here. All right, Steph has just spun the wheel. One of us is going to play a song that makes you say, oh, wow. It's me, it's Steph, and we put Ramon on there, too. And it has landed on me.
Oh, no way.
Yay.
All right. So here's the deal, Felicia. No hard feelings. If you want to give me the veto, that's totally fine. I'll tell you what my song is. I'll tell you what my category is. And then if you want to hear it, say, let it play. If you want to veto it, it's going to move to someone else. Okay.
Okay.
All
let's
right.
Do it.
So my category today is an artist that has performed in the Super Bowl halftime show. That was all the talk for the last few weeks. And okay. So I thought this group was awesome. Not only did they have an amazing performance, but they brought out Bruno Mars. Uh-huh. They brought out Beyonce. And I'm talking about Coldplay, My Universe. That is the song I picked. Do you want it to play or do you want to give it
to
me?
I want it to play.
Yeah!
No, we're going to let it play.
Let's do it! To Felicia, we got to play my song, Coldplay and BTS, whenever I can squeeze them in, you know I'm going to do it. My Universe, I had to pick a song from an artist that performed at a Super Bowl halftime show, and that was my selection. Now, if I did get the veto, it was going to go over to Ramon. So Ramon's song today, what was the category? I know he just ran out into the break room.
Yeah, his was an artist that he's seen live before.
Okay, and
his,
he picked?
The Backstreet Boys.
Oh, that would have been good too.
Right?
Okay. I like it. And then, Steph, you weren't in the running today, but if you were, what was your category and what was your song?
So my category is the first concert you saw with your partner. The first concert that I saw with my partner, James, was back in 2014. We saw Justin Timberlake here for his 2020 experience.
Oh.
So I chose his song, Love Stone.
Nice. Nice. Okay. Wow. Three really good selections today. I don't think you could have gone wrong with Oh Wow Wheel. We'll do it again next week. Brand new categories next week. And right now, who wants to win?
After the song?
Well, right now, get ready. Because after the song, you're going to call in to win. We're going to give away those tickets to see Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. It's after Blackstreet. It's Mix 94.1.
Yeah.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, Melanie, you're caller 20.
Yay. Yeah.
You ready to win Heads Up? We've got these Tina Fey, Amy Poehler tickets for you.
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Your category this morning is saved in drafts. So the inbox day is today. I guess everybody's getting their Valentine's. So these are all things that are associated with emails. Okay.
Okay.
Things associated with emails. Now, we just need to get six answers. So I think we got this. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay. You guys got this. Okay, your guys is 60 seconds. It starts now.
Okay, mine is Mercedes at mix941.fm.
Email. Yeah. Email address.
Yes. This is when you get an email, it goes into this. Not my
inbox?
Yes, yes. This is if there's a little like circle next to it and I just got it, it means it's this. I haven't looked at it yet.
Unread.
Yes. This is this is another type of mailbox when I've delivered them. It's in they're in
Sent.
The yes. This is if I want to save this for later to maybe look at it, it goes in this box.
Archive?
Yes. This is, I wrote it out. I'm not sure if I want to send it yet, so I'm going to keep it in
draft.
This. Yes!
Yeah.
Wow! Melanie, I think you sent a lot of emails,
you
don't
do.
You?
Yeah,
I'm
work.
That's amazing. Congratulations. You just got tickets. Whoa. Tina Fey, Amy Poehler at Resorts World in May. Those tickets Woo-hoo. Are yours. Congratulations!
Thank you so much. Woo-hoo.
The winning continues. Coming up next hour, we're going to have a pair of tickets to check out Giggly Squad Live Club Giggly over at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. Lots of texts and calls for those. So make sure you are listening. That's happening in the 9 o'clock hour.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Valentine's Day is today. It's all about celebrating love. But for some couples, it's a make or break holiday. A new survey finds that 17% of those in a serious relationship feel like this Valentine's Day is especially crucial for them. Not everyone feels it's important. Around 64% of people think that the holiday is overrated. Where do you fall when it comes to Valentine's Day?
With James, he makes it more special each year. This year's a little different just because we're out of town. But I think when I got with James, Valentine's Day became more special to me. And I love that. And I've made it
a point that every single Valentine's Day, I at least got to get him something. Not overrated for me. I love Valentine's Day. What about you?
I'm it's a little overrated, but I also appreciate it. And I do take the time to acknowledge, because my husband's like yours. He, like you and I, seriously hit the jackpot on husbands, because yeah. they both like spoil us. It's ridiculous. And my husband, he always wants, he gets me really nice gifts. And this year he got me the Taylor Swift lover cardigan, and it has the hearts on it, and it's so cute. And I was just like,
is that the blue one?
No, that's the Midnight's one.
The Midnight's one. Okay.
The lover one is like a cream color, and it has pink hearts all over it. It's so great. Cute. It's so cute. And it's just like, wow, that was a really thoughtful thing to do. And so I appreciate it. I do think it's become really commercialized. Like spending $150 for a dozen red roses makes no sense to me. And I always tell them, like, whatever you do, don't buy me roses, please. Yeah. Save your money when it comes to that.
I didn't know that actually a dozen roses cost almost $100. And that made me realize, like, oh, no wonder James always gets me sunflowers. Yeah,
smart man. If you are a Starbucks fan and you use their mobile ordering, there's going to be some changes in store. It's an effort to improve the ordering experience for customers. And they're making some pretty notable changes to their mobile ordering system, including reducing the maximum number of items per order from 15 to 12. They are removing certain customization options, like adding splashes of milk to refreshers and things like that. The coffee giant says they're pushing for a return to community coffee house roots while also addressing longstanding concerns from baristas and about just the overwhelming mobile orders that they get and the understaffing. It gets to be pretty crazy.
I once remember I had enough Starbucks stars on the app to get a free drink, and I was so excited to use it. I'm on my way to Starbucks and I'm about to scan it, and all the stars that I was like that I needed to redeem, they were gone. And I'm not saying all of them, but let's say it's 200 stars to get a free latte or whatever. I was at like 60, and I'm like, wait, what? So I go to the representative and I'm like, I swear to you, I had like 200 stars. How can I get them back? She goes, oh, you have to use them in an amount of time so that they expire. Your stars expire.
Yeah, they do after a certain amount of time. So you didn't get your free coffee.
I didn't get my free coffee. Oh. I know, but I still bought the coffee.
Finally, this morning, what do you think about this? I'm curious as to what Beyonce fans think. So Shakira, she just kicked off her new tour in Rio this week. And a lot of fans are saying her whole situation with her concert is very, very similar to another concert they have seen. And that would be Beyonce's Renaissance tours. For one thing, I didn't go to the Renaissance tour, so yeah. I don't know what was done, but I guess she has a huge screen with her image on it, plus her name and the title of the tour, which is Las Mujeres Ya No Lloran, which means women don't cry anymore. That's the name of her album. And I guess Beyonce did something similar on her tour.
Okay, I'm seeing the pictures. If you look up Shakira tour versus the Renaissance Beyonce tour, they have a side by side, because before the Renaissance tour starts, it'll say Renaissance in this certain font and color. You look at the Shakira one,
it's the same.
It's almost exactly the same color and the same exact font.
Well, there's some more similarities. So I guess Shakira has a huge metallic wolf prop, which is very similar to Beyonce's giant silver horse.
Renee is the name of the horse that comes out during the Renaissance tour, and it's chrome metallic. And I am, that's going to be the battle of the fans there, I think.
How does the horse get a name? How do you know the name of the horse?
Oh, our beehive. The beehive is insane. So Renee is the name of this horse. And the way that Renee is spelled is R-E-N-E-I-G-H.
Oh, like a name. Yes. Oh, no. So we got to think of a name for the wolf.
The wolf? Well, she has like She-Wolf?
Raul.
I love it.
I guess another similarity, Shakira and her dancers are wearing silver, and Beyonce and her dancers wore silver. So a lot of people are calling on Beyonce to sue Shakira.
No.
Yeah. People are saying this is ridiculous. She directly plagiarized your entire tour. One person tweeted, Shakira said they were studying Beyonce, but they actually ripped everything that wasn't nailed to the floor. OMG.
Oh, no. Well, I don't want them to sue. They need love between each other, Shakira and Beyonce.
Yeah. You don't want a contentious relationship between the two fan bases, but at the same time, I mean, she does have to be held accountable if she completely ripped it off. I don't know. I'm gonna have to look at the similarities there, but you think it's enough to warrant some sort of a investigation here?
Yeah, investigation, but please keep the love. We love Shakira and we love Beyonce together.
All right, coming up next, we're gonna kick off the Friday Rewind. Get your requests in early. You can call us, you can text us, 702-364-9400, your favorite songs from the 90s and 2000s. That's coming up at 9 o'clock.
Beautiful girl.